We live at a moment in which getting to the truth is more important than it has ever been, and yet the hurdles to overcome in order to find the truth are probably greater than they have been at any time for the past 100 years. In this video, I'm going to outline 10 general strategies or rules, if you want, in order to help you find the truth. And the first rule is this: assume anything you were taught about history in formal education, that's whether at school or at university, was propaganda designed to foster, at best, the idea that liberal democracy is an enlightened end state for history, and at worst, social democracy or socialism as the end goal of society. In any case, it is a view of history that denigrates the past as ignorant, superstitious, and bigoted, and that upholds the present as all-knowing, enlightened, and tolerant. Now, the reason why this is the number one rule is because this is the norm. This is the waters that we swim in, so to speak. This is, you know, the mode in which you have lived your entire life. So you have to make a constant mental effort to remind yourself of the ideological bubble in which you have grown up. Now, there are all sorts of beliefs that you hold that you don't even think twice about questioning. I'll give you an example. How about the idea that in the 17th and 18th centuries, people in Europe went wild, just burning women as witches for absolutely no reason whatsoever? These poor crones were just accused of being witches for no reason by a superstitious and ignorant population kept low by that evil which is religion. But is that true? This is a list of all of the women who were burnt at the stake in the 1700s in England, and as you can see, most of them were accused of murdering their husbands or else for counterfeiting coins. So there's usually more to something than you've been told in school or university. The second rule is your basic assumption about the people of the past should be that they knew what they were doing and made laws for good reasons, not that they were backwards or barbaric. So this is simply the flip side of the previous rule, and it holds that you should be as charitable as possible to the people of the past. Something which doesn't pass the common sense sniffed test, such as, oh, populations just randomly started killing people for absolutely no reason whatsoever, should be investigated with this in mind. Third, treat with automatic suspicion any book that is promoted by mainstream culture. I'll give you a good example. A year or two ago, this book Sapiens by Yuval Noah Harari was doing the rounds. You could seldom go on the London Underground without seeing somebody read this book. And yet, why is it that this book was so heavily promoted and praised by people in The Guardian? Well, you can figure that out for yourself, but I would just treat it with automatic suspicion for the very reason that it was being promoted at all. Number four, wherever possible, consult books written before 1945 and assume they are more reliable than books written after 1945. The closer that they are to the present time, the less reliable the book. Now, why have I picked that date, 1945? The reason is because that is the start of what I call the boomer truth regime, which basically subordinates truth and everything else to the narrative that liberal democracy is the highest good. Surely now, in 2020, we have learnt how far from reality that claim is, and we are seeing the boomer truth regime coming to its end. You have to assume most things written in support of the boomer truth regime were lies. So that is why I say consult books written before 1945. Fifth, if the official explanation for something is they were just evil, be sure to read the person concerned in their own words. One of the main tactics of the cathedral is to stop you investigating things by tainting something too much with a label such as this, you know, just to put you off, to put it beyond the pale. And I would say that this is something that you need to overcome in order to confront whatever the truth is. And while I do not include in this people like, you know, serial killers or somebody you find out was a paedophile or something like this, I would include various leaders and dictators who have been written off as irredeemably evil, including somebody like Stalin, for example. He wrote plenty. Read him in his own words. Now, this is not to say, of course, that he was not evil, but simply if you're really trying to get to the bottom of a matter, it's best to actually see what the person thought they were doing in their own terms. Sixth, if something is banned or censored, that's a good reason to read it. Again, the primary tactic of the powers that be is to try to stop you looking at something for whatever reason. And if they've taken the additional step of formally banning or censoring it, that is to raise the entry barrier even further, to make you actually fearful or trepidatious about approaching that material, to put it not just beyond the pale, but to actively prohibit it. Pretty good indication there's something they don't want you seeing in there. Number seven, never count out the possibility that official records have been destroyed or falsified. I'll give you an example of this. The 1890 census, the US American census, is mostly not available, the original data for it, because they were allegedly damaged in a fire in the basement of the Commerce Building in Washington, D.C. And then later on, if you carry on reading this, the United States government ordered the destruction of the remaining available data from the 1890 census. The surviving original 1890 census records were destroyed by government order by 1934 or 1935. Now, what does that mean? That means that the actual data that is presented in history books from the 1890 census is very likely not an accurate reflection of how many people were living here or of the demographic realities on the ground. That also means that arguments that are built on the assumption that that data is accurate are likely also starting from false premises. Number eight, if a story has been turned into a film, the version that the film gives is likely to be the exact opposite of what happened. By that, I mean the people presented to you as heroes are likely in real life to have been the villains, and vice versa. Number nine, anyone that comes to you pre-smeared by the press or their Wikipedia entry is probably on to something. And number 10, if a teacher or professor presents you both sides of an argument, assume they are both wrong and move beyond the containment. It is likely, even if your teacher or professor does not know it, that both sides of the argument being presented to you are prepackaged and safe and designed almost entirely to keep you within a certain Overton window. No actual thinking can be done in that frame. This is also likely to be the case for most debates that you see hosted by the mainstream media, certainly in the past 5 years, at any rate. So these are 10 rules or pointers or tips that I would give you to help you find the truth. Now, if you have any techniques or rules that you use yourself like this, I encourage you to let everybody else know about it in the show notes. Anybody seeking the truth rather than seeking status or chasing reputation or anything like that will be grateful for any help you can give them.
If you like Academic Agents content on this channel, sign up for a course on the Academic Agency. He's now offering Foundations of Economics. Click the link in the show description and level up your econ knowledge.
Be sure to like this video and subscribe. And if you really like my content, maybe consider joining the channel or donating or maybe even buy a mug. I am grateful for all of your support.
Now get out.